Okay. But you have to say it loud.
This question is on deities. So is it better to buy deities from a shop or to be given deities by a senior devotee?
Doesn't matter. But, as long as one has permission to worship deities, it doesn't matter. One shouldn't just worship deities because he's given deities by a devotee. One should take up deity. Deity worship is done under superior guidance. Spiritual master or Vaishnavas, although Gaur Nithai can be simply worshipped by anyone, but any kind of elaborate worship that needs to go through spiritual master. And one has to consider what will happen to the deities in the future. Who will take care of them in the future? Because deities are like children. They don't. They always have to be taken care of. They don't take care of themselves at any point in time. So, establishing deity worship means taking responsibility for deities for all time. And that's with Gaur Nithai again, that responsibility is not absent, but very minimal, because Gaur Nithai are very merciful. But otherwise, devotees should be careful. Everyone gets very blissful about having deities, but then maintaining the worship, that becomes something else. And then?
Another question that I had was, what do you do when you feel Krishna is not answering your prayers?
When Krishna is not what?
Answering your prayers, if you feel that he isn't.
Well, depends what we're praying for. Krishna's not necessarily meant to be our order carrier, so ultimately Krishna both expects us to take responsibility for our karma, for our past. We shouldn't expect that Krishna is just going to erase our past. Tathena kantam shishumikshamano. He does away with a good portion of it, but part of being a grown-up is that you take responsibility for where you are. And we need to also take responsibility that whatever situation we find ourselves in has to do with us. And it's not like when someone's a little child and they just go running to their parents. They do something wrong, they go running to their parents, and then everything's okay. That's not how the material world works. So when we see that we're in a situation that's difficult, then we should recognize that it's our doing. And rather than just expecting Krishna to resolve it, we should make the best out of the situation that we find ourselves in, and be grown up. Be because that's the way the world works. And in Kali Yuga, things are going to, we can just expect that things are going to be quite difficult. Whoever's here, still here in the material world, is here because they've got a lot of baggage, excess baggage, and what can you do? That's, we just have to take responsibility for our life. It's not an easy thing to know what's always the best thing to do. We try to do the best thing and move forward. So, Kyastika Kalerdo Shanidhirajan. Bhagavatam says, Kali Yuga is just an ocean of fault. There's nothing good here. Kirtanadi Krishnasya, the only good thing is chanting Hare Krishna. And that we're fortunate that we can, we have the holy name, and we can make the best out of the bad bargain that we're in, which is being in this material world. And so life may not be easy, but that's also an advantage. Otherwise, when things go too good, then people tend not to be very religious. And that's why Krishna says, Yasya ham anugrahami harishetam dananshana, that Krishna also makes sure that devotees don't get too enamored. And if he sees that they're getting too carried away by material life, then he takes away their material attachments. So, certainly our business is not to blame Krishna. It wasn't Krishna's idea for us to come here in the material world. Why should we blame him? It's like a running someone over with a car and then blaming the judge for putting you in jail. It's not a very logical process. Rather, alright, if I was so careless to drive quickly and I cost broke the laws and cause harm to someone else, then I should just accept the results of my activities. That's part of being responsible. Responsible for your deeds, just like you see, no matter what anyone does, someone, police catch a thief, they catch a mass murderer, they do this, that, everyone pleads innocent. That's absurd. Why plead innocent? Just waste so much taxpayers' money and everything when you know that someone's not innocent. No, people should accept, yes, alright, I'm guilty, so then I accept my punishment. And, I may not know what I've done, but that's in the past. But still, I can know that I've done something by the result. Things are not happening by accident.